Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Associate Editor at Consultant and Consultant360.com. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Iu Matsumoto, who is a Clinical Assistant Professor of Internal Medicine, Infectious Diseases at the Carver College of Medicine at the University of Iowa. Today, he'll be answering questions about HIV. Welcome, Dr. Matsumoto. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So to start the discussion, what role do primary care providers play in screening and diagnosing HIV infection?
There are three important roles primary care plays in the process. They are screening, post-test counseling, and making a referral to a specialist. First step is screening. It is estimated more than 1 million people in the U.S. are living with HIV. Among those, 15% of the patients don't know they are infected from HIV. 30% of newly diagnosed HIV infections are transmitted from those with undiagnosed HIV. So HIV testing is a first step in HIV care. Once patients are diagnosed with HIV, they must be informed. This must be done by the provider who ordered the test. We will discuss this process later. The third important step is connecting the patient to a specialist. Some patients know the diagnosis of HIV, but don't retain HIV care regularly. If patient doesn't get HIV care, they may develop opportunistic infections and AIDS. Those untreated patients are responsible for approximately 60% of new HIV infections. Studies show that early good treatment can not only keep the patient healthy, but also reduce the chance of HIV transmission as much as 96%. So primary care needs to make sure the patient is connected to a HIV specialist.
And who should be tested for HIV?
CDC issued the most recent recommendation in 2014. First of all, screening process should be voluntary. Upon HIV testing, patients should be informed orally or with a written consent. A routine screening should be offered to all patients aged 13 through 64 years old at least once. All patients with tuberculosis or sexually transmitting infection needs to be screened. All pregnant ladies needs to be screened. All patients with signs and symptoms consistent with acute HIV infection or an opportunistic infection suggestive AIDS should be tested. At least annual repeat testing is indicated in high-risk patient population, such as IV drug users or persons who exchange sex for money.
And how have the tests evolved over the years?
Many listeners were probably once educated that HIV testing should be performed with two-step testing consisting of ELISA and the Western blot technique. Although this test method has more than 99% of sensitivity and specificity, there are a few issues. One is relatively long window period yielding false negative in very acute infection. The second issue is poor distinction between HIV type 1 and type 2. So CDC drastically changed the recommendation in 2014.
And what screening options are available today?
There are a few options. The first choice is a combination of fourth generation HIV antibody and antigen testing. This test is rapid and very accurate. It has shorter window period, 2 to 6 weeks, compared to traditional ELISA and Western blot testing. And the distinction between HIV type 1 and 2 is excellent. Testing algorithm is available on CDC website or other websites such as UpToDate. Antibody testing is the most rapid form of testing. This is most commonly performed in emergency room as a point of care testing or home-based testing. There are currently two FDA-approved home-based testing available. In a patient with acute HIV infection, even fourth-generation HIV antibody and antigen testing can be initially negative. In that case, testing for HIV RNA may be needed.
After being diagnosed with HIV, how should primary care providers counsel their patients?
After diagnosing the patient with HIV, the provider ordering the test must provide the test result and schedule an appointment for follow-up HIV medical care. Keep in mind that primary care not only tells the patient the test result, but also provide a variety of useful counseling and information. Many persons will require social and psychological assistance. Providers should expect persons to be emotionally distressed when first informed of positive HIV test result. Please show some empathy when test result is given. Please consider referral to behavioral, and psychosocial services if there is a concern. Domestic violence screening may be indicated in some cases. Next issue is prevention of transmission of HIV infection. Please counsel the patient preventing high-risk sexual or needle-sharing behavior. For the anticipated treatment, please emphasize the availability of medical treatment. Current guideline indicates every HIV-infected patient should start anti-HIV medication early. Studies show the life expectancy in persons with HIV is almost the same as ones without HIV, as long as they take anti-HIV medications. You can tell there are financial aid in the long-term HIV care and the medications. You should express the need of HIV testing in the patient's sexual partner or spouse. Patients should be educated about the importance of follow-up in medical care.
And then who should the patient be referred to?
Primary care needs to refer the patient to HIV specialist. Again, this is a very important process. Approximately 60% of new HIV transmission is originated from patients with known HIV without retention of HIV treatment. So primary care needs to ensure a smooth transition of the care.
That's great advice. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dr. Matsumoto.
Thank you very much.